Welcome to episode one of Tiny Weather Adventures. Today on Tiny Weather Adventures, we make a snowstorm. Okay, we're not making a real snowstorm, but we are going to look into the past to see what made the 2016 East Coast blizzard such a great snowstorm. This is what weather scientists do to learn more about how the weather works. Are you ready to be a weather scientist? Okay, let's go! Our story today opens in Texas, roundabouts near Dallas, a city on the east side of the state. Texas is the second largest state in the United States, you know. Anyways, our scene sets up with an area that has a little less air than the rest of the state. We call these low pressures. On the 22nd of January, 2016, this low formed. Do you know that everything in the atmosphere is constantly moving? Well, it is. And our little low here has a long journey to go to Washington, D.C. It's about 1,328 miles. Wow, how is it going to travel so far? Well, we're about to find out. First, the wind blows our little low into the Appalachian Mountains to the east. Now, mountains and lows tend not to play well together, especially where our low ended up. Fortunately, a friend came along, another low. Sometimes really big, powerful snowstorms have two lows that team up together to make lots of snow. So this new low formed near Charleston, South Carolina. Our first low just barely made it over the mountain. Oh, goodness. And then joined with the second low. Now they're a super strong team, and they both want to go see the Capitol. So we have our first ingredient, low pressure. As our two new friends move north to their destination, their lower half suddenly starts feeling really chilly. Like, really, really chilly. Brr, one said. I didn't know it gets this cold in D.C. Yes, indeedy. Those mountains weren't just trying to fight off our lows. Now they're trying to freeze them. Brr. Now, the highest point in the Appalachian Mountains around North Carolina is Mount Mitchell, which is 6,684 feet. Now, this is nowhere near as tall as the Rocky Mountains in the west of North America, which is around 14,433 feet at Mount Elbert in Colorado, by the way. But the Appalachians are tall enough to lock in dense, chilly Canadian cold air. So it felt like the entire East Coast was inside a freezer. Oh, our lows might not like it, but this is great news if you want a big snowstorm. We need that chilly, cold air. So now we have two of our necessary ingredients, low pressures and cold air at the ground. So at this point, the two lows are hugging each other to try and stay warm, which makes them a stronger low overall. Lows are known for their rising air. It starts at the ground and is kind of sucked upwards like a vacuum cleaner. Whoosh! As it does that, clouds can form. And when we get clouds, we get precipitation. That's a fancy weather scientist word for rain and snow and freezing rain and ice pellets. So, checking back in on our friends, the lows, they now have a lot of big puffy clouds. I guess they wanted to have even more clouds because they took a shortcut, not really, over the warm water near North Carolina. Probably to stay away from I-95 traffic. That ocean water was so juicy, warm, and moist, it made some of those clouds turn into thunderstorms in January. So for our storm, it's like drinking an energy drink or a really big cup of coffee for our lows. Now, they're super pumped up and ready to see DC. That was our third ingredient. So now we have our two lows, chilly, cold Canadian air at the ground, and our warm, juicy ocean water energy drink. Perfect. Uh-oh, the lows are squeezing each other so tight they're creating hurricane force winds along the Delmarva, New Jersey coastlines. That's over 74 miles per hour. Did you hear that wind? Well, DC is only experiencing a blustery 35 mile per hour winds. I guess our lows wanted to wave hello, huh? Oh, well, one more thing makes our snowstorm amazing. So the atmosphere is 3D, right? It goes from the ground all the way up to the edge of space. I know, it's amazing. So at the top of our two lobes that are hugging and squeezing each other so tightly down near the ground, above them is an expressway that all storms like to travel on. We call this the jet stream. It's kind of like the metro system of the atmosphere. When the lows we have to the surface line up with the train tracks higher in the atmosphere, it makes our lows stronger because they can suck up more air. And in this case, the trains were delivering cold air to the East Coast, but they accidentally got derailed, so they spilled even more cold air all over DC. Oh no! Okay, so we have all our ingredients. We have two hugging lows, really chilly air at the ground, warm, juicy ocean water energy drink, lots of wind, more upward suction from above, and derailed cold air trains. The only thing left is to position our snowstorm and see what happens. Tune in next week for the exciting conclusion!